Great. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me today. I have Laura Track online from Pivot Legal Society. And I was wondering, Laura, if you could walk us through one of the stories that's recently been in the Vancouver Sun about the Downtown Business Association having to pay Pivot Legal Society a $2,000 fine for a comment that was posted on the province's webpage in regards to a complaint that Pivot filed back in, the posting was back in July. So maybe you could just give us some context. What happened back with this complaint, and why was Pivot engaging with the Downtown Business Association?
Sure. Back in 2008, Pivot made a human rights complaint against the Downtown Ambassador Program. The Downtown Ambassadors are Genesis private security guards, and they are employed by the Downtown Vancouver Business Improvement Association to act as this Downtown Ambassador Program. And what they do is, and you've probably seen them, and your listeners have probably seen them walking around downtown in red jackets and hats. And part of their job is, it appears, to remove homeless people from the sidewalks and the streets and the alleys in the Vancouver Business District and to tell them to move along. And we have a problem with that, and we made a complaint to the Human Rights Tribunal to the effect that that kind of policy from the Downtown Ambassadors constitutes discrimination. It's a violation of homeless people's human rights and discriminates against people on the basis of their class. And by discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities. And those are groups that are protected by human rights legislation. So we made that complaint against the BIA and also against the City of Vancouver, who until recently was funding some of the Downtown Ambassadors operations. And the two respondents, the BIA and the City, applied to have the dispute struck out. So applied to have the dispute basically thrown out of the tribunal without it going to hearing. And they were unsuccessful in those applications, and that was decided in July of this year. The dispute resolution officer decided that the case should go forward and should go to a full hearing. Before that happened, we had some settlement negotiations with the respondents about there being a potential way of settling the case without it having to go through the dispute resolution process. And those negotiations broke down, and we were unable to come to an agreement that satisfied both parties. So after the applications to dismiss were rejected, the executive director of the Business Improvement Association, Charles Gauthier, was quoted in a number of media outlets disclosing his view of the reasons the settlement negotiations broke down. And all of the parties to the settlement negotiations had signed confidentiality agreements stating that none of the contents of those discussions could be made public. And we felt that the executive director was in breach of those undertakings. And we felt put in a really difficult position because, from our perspective, what he was telling people through the media was not accurate, but we didn't feel that we could correct his version of events without ourselves violating the settlement agreement. So we made an application to the Human Rights Tribunal for an order that stating that he was in breach of the confidentiality agreement and asking for an order for costs of that application. And we recently received the ruling from the tribunal agreeing with us that Mr. Gauthier did violate the settlement negotiations. The tribunal member wrote that this constituted improper conduct and gave Pivot and Bandu, the two complainants in the case, an order of $2,000 in costs to cover the application fees. So it was quite a positive result from our perspective, and we're very pleased with the tribunal's decision to recognize that this was really improper conduct. It undermined the tribunal's own proceedings, and that these confidentiality agreements must be taken seriously.
And so, in your opinion, do you believe that now that the tribunal has made this decision, will the complaint that you originally filed be able to move on? And how do you go from here?
Exactly. The complaint is scheduled to be heard in May of 2010. It's an unfortunately long timeline because part of our reason for wanting to bring the case forward was to ensure that there would be a decision from the Human Rights Tribunal before the Olympics,
right,
because we know that there will be hundreds of private security guards here for the duration of the Games. And we think it's important that there's some clarity from the Human Rights Tribunal about what constitutes improper and discriminatory conduct on the part of private security guards when they're interacting with homeless people in public areas. Unfortunately, we're not going to have that decision before the Olympic Games, but we look forward to having the case heard in May.
And again, asking in your opinion, how do you feel that this is a critical analysis of what kind of non-independent media or the media sources that we have in Vancouver are playing in these types of decisions? Is there, in your opinion, is there any responsibility on behalf of those newspapers or any of the online media to reject any of that type of comment that could jeopardize any ongoing proceedings?
I don't think so. I don't think it's up to media outlets to be censoring or patrolling what gets put up on their websites. It's always the obligation of the speaker or the writer or the commenter to ensure that they're acting within the constraints of the law. And in this case, Mr. Gauthier simply was not.
So you mentioned that the $2,000 is simply to cover the costs of the complaint. Do you feel that that is enough to deter any type of future similar situations?
I'm hopeful that it is. The tribunal member wrote that this was a damage award that was on the high end of the spectrum for these types of infractions. And that in part was due to the prejudicial impact that Mr. Gauthier's comments had on Pivot and Bandeau, in that his version of events was available to the public through the media, and our version of events was not, because we were quite properly respecting the terms of the confidentiality agreement. So I think that this does send a message that the tribunal takes confidentiality seriously and will penalize parties that violate that agreement.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
You're very welcome.